Welcome to Voices in Between, the podcast with international voices on education and diversity. This is Christoph Knoblauch meeting educational experts and discussing perspectives in between ideas of true and false. Hello, everybody. This is another episode of our podcast on diversity education. Welcome. Today we have a very special guest. I'm at the University of Tübingen, but I'm talking to Professor Buchanan, who is from Australia, which is quite a way. And we would like to talk today about the role of the teacher in religious education, with a special focus on the idea of diversity in the classroom. So which role is the teacher's role in religious education concerning diversity?
Thank you. It's a very interesting concept to think about. I want to start by saying diversity is quite a broad area. So I'm probably going to focus on diversity in terms of different ethnic, cultural backgrounds. But there are, but I don't want to ignore issues like gender and identity forms of diversity. But I think that might be more appropriate for another
Absolutely.
Podcast. So yeah. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the background of Australia. To show why I'm emphasising in terms of ethnic backgrounds. Australia is a very multicultural nation. We have over 100 different nations, or the people who live in Australia come from over 100 different nations. And for some, it's very recently. In fact, 49% of the population are either born overseas or have a parent who was born overseas. So in terms of cultural diversity, it's a very diverse country. Now, when the running along the lines of cultural diversity is also religious diversity, because quite often we find there's a relationship between religion and culture. So when we're going to talk about the role of the religious education teacher, I'm going to focus on that in terms of Catholic schools and also in terms of a particular diocese, because there are 28 dioceses in Australia and each diocese can develop its own religious education curriculum, and the religious education curriculum of the diocese will offer trigger points or scaffolding to the type of religious education teacher that they would want. So in one diocese, they look at the role of the teacher in terms of wanting them to be able to exercise certain components. And those components are to be a witness to the Catholic faith tradition, to be a moderator of learning, and to be a specialist in learning. And so let me start by talking about witness. Many of the church documents and guiding policies will argue that witness is a key role that the teacher exercises. And they refer to witness in terms of being able to witness to Christ. So this means that the teacher would have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, who they hopefully would have come to have known through the scriptures and the church tradition. And it also requires that they are comfortable in giving public witness to the children that they are working with, or young people. Now, I'm using the term public witness because I think that in the dialogue amongst believers, it's assumed that their heads, hearts and hands do the work of God and present the face of God. But when we're talking about students from diverse backgrounds in a Catholic school or a religious school, it's inappropriate to assume that they have an affiliation with the Catholic tradition or that they even know who Jesus Christ is. Mm-hmm. So the actions and behaviours of the teacher need to be more explicit. They need, and that's what I mean by public witness. They need to be able to articulate to the students the motivation for their actions and behaviours. Because in doing so, they then get to understand who Jesus is in relationship to that person. So that's really important. I would argue that there might be challenges for many people to feel comfortable to give public witness. And I think particularly in a country like Australia that is based on secular ideals, there are no public features of or expressions of religion. For example, there are no public holidays that are religiously affiliated except for Christmas and Easter, but they're not necessarily seen in a secular society as having a religious significance. So it's probably all I want to mention about witness, unless you have any questions.
No, it's very helpful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you also mentioned moderator and specialist. Mm-hmm.
So, a moderator is a key component of a religious education teacher who is hopefully also a witness, because if we accept that we welcome into Catholic schools people from diverse backgrounds and that we mandate them all to study religious education in our schools, then we need to know and understand their beliefs, their experiences, and we need to encounter their beliefs and experiences in a respectful way while at the same time allowing them to also respectfully learn a little bit or encounter a little bit of the tradition of the school that their family and they have committed themselves to probably for 13 years of their life. And so this, the idea of moderator, it's a challenge, because when you live in a culture with so many different ethnic backgrounds, it's not as though a one size fits all. So to understand the journey of a non-believing Italian student will be different to the journey of a believing Italian student, or the believing of a Somali student compared to the non-believing. So the question is how might a teacher do that? Well, the first thing is we don't want a moderator to be someone who listens to a child who comes from a particular background and they then say, well, in the Catholic tradition, we do this, this, and this. That's not the aim, to set one above the other, but the aim is to encounter the different traditions so that all members of the class can come to know and respect different traditions in a way that will allow them to know more. So I can give an example of that, but it might take a little bit of...
Please do so.
Just this morning, I was having a conversation with a colleague as I walked to work, trying to look at what this notion of moderation might look like. So we gave this example of a young student saying that her mother is going to get married on the weekend to another woman. Now, so that's the lived experience of the child. Now, it wouldn't be appropriate for the teacher as moderator to say something like, well, in the Catholic tradition, two women cannot get married. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that's the intention in this dialogue. The moderator should be able to say something like, oh, where is your mother going to get married? And they might say, in a garden. And the teacher might say, oh, when I got married, it was in a church. And then they might further the conversation where they might say to the child, and who's going to officiate the wedding? And they might say, a lady who is a married celebrant. And the teacher might say, oh, when I got married, the celebrant was a priest. And the student might say, why did you have a priest? And then the teacher might say, well, because I wanted to get married in the Catholic Church, and in a Catholic marriage, it's a union between myself, my partner, and God, and the priest is the person who can offer us this sacrament.
All right.
So it's a matter of dialogue that hopefully in a way is not being disrespectful to the family unit and celebration that's going to happen there, but it's opening the child also to another worldview as well.
All right. Okay, thank you.
So that's what we would talk about in terms of moderation. Now, that one might be an easy one because that would be culturally contained within an Australian context. But when there are values that go beyond that, for example, we could have some refugee families who would identify as Christian but may come from families where there's one father and four mothers.
Right.
So if the moderator doesn't understand the backgrounds that the children come from, it might be a little bit more difficult to moderate those experiences. But it's a key role, if we're going to be respectful, of welcoming all these children from different and diverse backgrounds into our schools. So the third key component that is really important to talk about is the religious education teacher as a specialist. Now, in some countries, and I think Germany fits into this, and I'm sure you can clarify, Professor, whether this is the case or not, teachers need to be qualified with a tertiary qualification to teach religious education.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, in Australia, keeping in mind that religious education is not part of the national curriculum, many Catholic schools and other religiously affiliated schools would very much like to have all of their teachers qualified to teach religious education, to be a specialist in the field that they're teaching. Well, unfortunately, the demand for the teachers isn't met by the supply. So quite often we will have teachers with good hearts and generosity trying to teach the curriculum, but they're not confident in their background context.
I see.
But what we have recognised is that if we're living in a digital age, an extreme digital age, where children having access to information in rapid rates, we need to be able to have teachers who can help address those questions that they grab from this information. And we feel that the best way is for the teacher to be a specialist in their field. So we keep working towards trying to get as many specialised teachers as possible.
Okay. So witness, moderator, specialist, a diverse role of the teacher in religious education in a diverse world. Thank you so much, Professor Buchanan. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to meet you back on Voices in Between.